This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest sports columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, you ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interviews.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I'm not going to get no interviews. I know. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. 'Cause I make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble and dust 'cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say.
We have a special guest here. Drew Hill joins me right now here at the top of the show because what do we have before us? But we have before us the Memphis Tigers schedule. We have before us the Memphis Tigers schedule, which has been released. You can read about it. Can we already read about it at the Daily Memphian, Drew?
I believe that you can read about it at the Daily Memphian. The conference just sent out its league schedule. We already have it in our hands. It's ready to go.
We've not tweeted out the story.
I know. I'm waiting for the official release from the university before I tweet it out.
I thought they were tweeting it out at 9 o'clock. It's 9:02.
Well, the league has sent us the schedule. I'm waiting a second. I'm giving it a second. Boom, I just hit tweet.
You hit tweet?
Yep. I just hit tweet.
On your story? It's on your story?
It's live. It's live.
So the Memphis basketball schedule is here. I have tweeted out the story in the Daily Memphian on the schedule. And now you know what I'm going to go do?
I'm going to go
to the Memphis basketball Memphis Tiger basketball fan page.
And then you're going to share it on the Facebook page.
On the Facebook page with the legions of people. And do you realize how many people they've added over there since there's this Memphis fan fit Tiger, whatever, Facebook page. In anticipation of this year, thousands of new people.
How much of that had to do with being able to view the Bahamas games?
I think a lot was Bahamas driven. I think people became aware of it.
I got a lot of followers that week.
It now has 16,800 members.
That's a lot of people. That's almost the entire size of FedEx Forum.
The rest of the show, Jason Smith's going to come in here, so our basketball talk will continue with Jason. I'm gonna unapologize for my apology to Jason.
I don't like seeing other people be happy.
That's definitely true. I'm gonna unapologize. Early on, it was premature. This is what happens when you get into the premature apology.
Why I have the draft folder.
I know you just start drafting your apologies without posting them. I actually went ahead and after the Titans spanked the Browns in game one. I apologize to everybody connected with that franchise. I apologize to Jason Smith, who told me they were going to be good. I apologize up one side and down the other. I was quick to apologize. I retract all those apologies after last night's Travesty. They've now lost two games in the division to teams without their quarterbacks.
Yes, so they have lost to Garner Minshew, who he made some big throws. Like, it was awesome to watch. Like,
I'm all aboard.
I'm all aboard the mustache mafia. But
honestly, be honest, it's the most appealing thing about that otherwise generally unappealing franchise.
Yeah.
It's made them kind of likable.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah.
And so, there was surprisingly little Jalen Ramsey drama last night during the game.
Of course, that's he got beat.
He did get beat on one play.
He got beat on a play.
Twitter seemed to take notes.
I texted Jeffrey yesterday.
Did seem to take notes.
Yeah, he did. I texted Jeffrey yesterday and I said, "Do you think that you could make a case that Marcus Mariota is the worst quarterback in the NFL?" And Jeffrey just said, "No, no, I know I can."
I mean, it didn't say I had to believe it. He just said, "Can I make a case?"
Yes. We'll get to that. Anyway, I'm going to unapologize to Jason Smith because, my God, they looked horrific. We have Chris Harrington at 10 o'clock. Jeffrey made you money last week. Jeffrey's going to make you money. How you feeling about this week's slate?
Love.
That's a shock.
Really seeing the board right now.
He is really seeing the board right now. And Antonio Brown is in trouble again.
What?
Yeah, shocking.
That dude. It's unbelievable at this point.
That dude sends threatening texts to the woman who was in Robert Klimko's story, alleging a second incident of sexual misbehavior and misconduct, and has sent her threatening texts. And that is something, honestly, the NFL could act on. And so we'll see how that plays out. But we'll get to all of that in due course. Because, as I mentioned, the Memphis Tiger basketball schedule is in front of us. If you go to the Daily Memphian, you can read along as we discuss it. The schedule is up. We have it, and you can read along. First impressions, Drew, what do you think?
I really like it. Well, first of all, I think I just saw a tweet. I think that if they don't – I agree with Mark Giannotto. If they don't have a really good record, then – this year, then there's something that's gone wrong because they should win a lot of these games. There's nobody who really sticks out. It's like, okay, that team is going to be a favorite over Memphis. Literally,
are we going to do a repeat of the football thing?
Seriously, I've thought about that over and over
again. Favorite to win every game.
Seriously, they might be. I'm not kidding. But no, in general,
they're
not going to be favorite to win at.
Well, it's not at Oregon. It's at Oregon. It's at the Moda Center.
Probably not in Oregon,
but it's not their home court.
Probably not. But regardless, I still really like it.
Will they be favored to beat Tennessee?
Yes. Tennessee lost a lot.
I know. Still.
At Tennessee, yeah, they'll be favored.
Okay. Anyway, so you like the schedule. You think they're going to win a lot of games.
I think they're going to win a lot of games.
How are those things fit together? You like the – if they have this cake schedule that you think they're going to walk through.
I don't know if it's a – I wouldn't consider it a cake schedule, but they're just much better than the rest of their conference. So.
Right. Anyway, so you like the schedule. I'll tell you what stood out to me. What stood out to me, and we'll go through this thing in a minute, is how much TV there is. That's why we were playing the CBS theme song. But we don't know the TV for some of the non-conference games, right? But basically, of the conference games, they are on. I mean, let's go through the conference games here real quick in terms of where they're on. So it starts January 9th. Is the first conference game, is that right, at Wichita State? Yes? And that is...
No.
What's the
December
first conference?
December 31st.
Tulane.
Against Tulane. At home.
Okay. So December 31st, Tulane at home. That's on CBS.
Correct. CBS Sports Network.
Oh, that's on CBS Sports Network.
Right.
So that's not one of the big ones. But then you go Thursday, Wichita State. We're just looking at conference games. That game is... It's on ESPN
or ESPN
2. One or the other. Both of those are good, though, right?
Right.
So then you've got at UCF. That's on ESPN 2. Then you've got Cincinnati. That's on ESPN. Then you've got Tulsa. That's on ESPN U. That's a little less dramatic. Then you've got SMU. That's on CBS Sports Network. You've got UCF on ESPN 2 or ESPN U. You've got UConn on CBS, Temple on CBS Sports Network, USF on CBS Sports Network. You've got Cincinnati on ESPN, ESPN2. You've got UConn on ESPN. You've got ECU, CBS Sports Network. Basically, the junky games are CBS Sports Network. That used to be, feel like, all the games, well, a lot, most of the games on CBS Sports Network. Houston is ESPN, ESPN2, at SMU, CBS Sports Network, at Tulane, CBS Sports Network. Wichita State, ESPN, ESPN2, Houston, CBS. And there's a lot of CBS, ESPN, ESPN2.
Yes, that's the best part about it. First of all, there are no conference games you're going to have to stream, which is a plus, because right. last year there was.
Right.
And then, on top of that, you've got two conference games primetime on the weekend on CBS, middle of the day. You got the home game against Connecticut, which is Connecticut's maybe their last time here for a while. I think that the series will continue in the future, but it could be for a while, the last game between those two teams. Plus, you've got the entertainment that is Danny Hurley here.
Right.
So that primetime on CBS, and then you end the season on the road at Houston on a Sunday at 11 a.m. on CBS in primetime. That'll be a giant game. The game before that is a home game against Wichita State, who people think is going to be a good team too this year. So you conclude with maybe two of the best teams in the league outside of Memphis and Connecticut. So really like the schedule. I think what people are going to really like about this schedule is that there are 9 Saturday home games. People were complaining last year. They're like, all right, enough of the Sunday home games. We want some Saturdays. You're going to get them this year. 4 conference Saturday home games, Georgia game at home on a Saturday, Ole Miss at home on a Saturday, I believe. Let me double check that. Yes, Ole Miss at home on a Saturday. And that's also the doubleheader game where the Grizzlies will be playing the Lakers. So Beale Street's going to be packed all day Saturday, November 23rd.
November 23rd is the doubleheader game with the that's going to be absolutely nuts. You have identified in your piece, again, up at the Daily Memphian, breaking down the entire schedule, 6 games that you consider the marquee games on this entire schedule. Take us through those.
First is obviously the Oregon game. That doesn't really need any sort of explanation. On the road, could be, will be 2 top 25 teams, could be 2 top 10 teams by that point. Because you never know who's going to lose in the top 10 now that they play all these early games against good competition. So could be 2 top 10 teams. That's maybe if you're circling one game on the entire schedule, that might be the game that I circle. That or the last game at Houston, I think, are probably the 2 big ones. Then outside of that, I marked November 28th, which is Thanksgiving Day, against NC State in Brooklyn. That one's just a big game because they're going to be the basketball game on TV that day. I know football dominates Thanksgiving, but...
Plus the Bills are going to be on. You know, that's going to be drawing a lot of attention,
right.
National attention off of it.
You know? Yeah, them and the Detroit Lions. Detroit Lions is always a big big
draw. Anyway, so, okay, NC State on Thanksgiving Day. Obviously, Tennessee, that's December 14th at Tennessee.
There's no explanation needed for that one.
No, get the F out if you need an explanation for that one. You then say Georgia.
Yep, that's going to be the number 1 overall recruit versus the number 2 overall recruit. 2 potentially top 3 picks in the NBA draft. Anthony Edwards versus James Wiseman on a Saturday in January after conference play has already started. That's just a cool game to be playing in general. Plus, Greg Brown will be here for that game. Top Memphis Tigers priority on the recruiting trail. That's going to be a giant one. And then outside of that, the 2 CBS games are going to be huge. 2 primetime weekend CBS games.
The ones that you mentioned, February 1 versus UConn and March 8th. Houston.
On the road at Houston.
Yeah, those 2 are going to be absolutely huge. There are, of course, those the 2 big neutral state games. Okay, doubleheaders. It's just the one. There's the one doubleheader of note is that we have is the November 23rd
of note. Yes,
of note when it's the Lakers in town and Memphis versus Ole Miss. The conference schedule better.
I think so, because you get the 4 Saturday home games. Those are Houston, USF, UConn, and SMU, which are all big. Plus, you throw in the Georgia game on a Saturday. You end the season against two of the best teams, like I've already mentioned. You should just, and on top of that, the way that the schedule shakes out, like they play a few, like they play Tulane right before they go into those final games. They play SMU on the road back to back before playing Wichita State and Houston. I just think it's a favorable schedule in general. I mean, the only thing that you might look toward and say, okay, well, maybe that's a little bit more challenging than last year is the fact that they go back-to-back road games four different times this season, which they only did twice in total last year. And those are at UAB and then at Tennessee. Those are a week apart, so not really too demanding there. At Wichita State and then at USF, that's a Thursday-Sunday layoff. And then at Cincinnati and at UConn, that's another Thursday-Sunday layoff. And then at SMU and at Tulane, which is a Tuesday-Saturday layoff. In general, I don't think...
Do you think that's really a problem? I mean, this is not four games in five nights or anything like, you know, whatever. They've got plenty of time. I don't think that's actually an issue.
That's nitpicking if you're trying to find something that's a little bit more challenging. In general, I think that the conference might be a little bit improved.
Right.
I mean, you could argue it either way, though, because, you know, Cincinnati loses their coach and Houston loses their best player.
Just for fun, let's go through the entire schedule and predict wins and losses. Nothing more. There's no better radio than predicting wins and losses. Here we go. We start with South Carolina State.
Memphis Madness is a win, by the way.
Memphis Madness is going to be a win. And then that's on October 3rd. Of course, and then October 24th, they play CBU in an exhibition. We're going to go ahead and call that a W. And October 28th, they play Lemoyne Owen in an exhibition. We're going to go ahead and call that a W. You fair? You down on that?
Down.
I mean, we've seen them beat the laundrymen from the Bahamas, and so I think, you know, this is going to be a step up in competition.
Yes, absolutely.
We're going to call those Ws. Now, to start the official slate, November 5th, Tuesday, South Carolina State.
That's a win.
We're going to go with Drew's call on these, okay? So then we go to November 8th, UIC. Who is UIC?
Illinois Chicago, the Flames.
Oh, the Flames. Who am I to forget
that? That's my least favorite game on the schedule.
And why is that?
Because it's the day before the Alabama LSU game.
Yeah, it's the day before the Alabama LSU game. That is on November 8th. It is at FedEx Forum. It's part of the Barclays Center deal. It's at FedEx Forum. The UIC Flames, we're going to call that a W, I take it?
Yes, that's a win.
Okay. Now, at Oregon.
We're doing this, Jeff.
What?
That's a win, too.
He's going to have this team going undefeated. That is, so far, we're 3-0. Then Alcorn State, we're going to call that a win. That's November 16th on a Saturday at FedEx Forum. That's 4-0. They go to the November 20th, Little Rock. Oh, no, that's at FedEx Forum. It's the Barclays Center Classic, but it's again at FedEx Forum. That's Little Rock. Are we up to 5-0 now? Is that what we're up to?
Yep, that's a win.
5-0. Little Rock, 5-0. Okay, how about this one? How about Ole Miss? Ole Miss, November 23rd.
That's a win.
That's 6-0. NC State at Barclays Center.
I mean, I don't want to be... Okay, eventually, they're not going to go undefeated in the non-conference. You would think, right? Would think that they would lose at least one game. They would slip up.
So that's the one?
Gosh. I don't like saying that that's the one.
Then say Oregon's the one.
But I certainly don't think that they're going to lose to Tennessee. I think they're going to beat Tennessee because I think they're going to be motivated, even though that's a...
How many games have they played? How many games they have in total?
30, I believe.
Okay, so let's just get there. I mean, so then there's we're not going to go through this. Bradley, that's a win. At UAB, that's a win. At Tennessee, that's a win. Jackson State, that's a win. New Orleans, that's a win. Tulane, that's a win.
Georgia might be close. That might be close.
Georgia?
They've got some talent.
It's home. Georgia, NC State, Tennessee, and Oregon. What are they going to go on those four?
Georgia, NC State,
Tennessee,
Oregon. I think they go 3-1.
Okay, so we are conceding a loss to one of those.
I think that they will lose like 3 or 4 games in total.
But only one of those. What other games might they lose? This Wichita State game, you like that one as a possible loss?
Yeah, I think they with 2 games against Wichita State, 2 games against Houston, you know, I think there's a chance that one of those teams just plays really well one night and they get beat because that's just basketball. So I don't see them going undefeated. So I think that they probably lose one of those 4 games. And then Cincinnati and UConn, if you group those games together, they probably lose one of those 4 games. So there's 2 losses. So there's 3 losses right there on the season. I think it's going to be 3 or 4 losses.
Losses. Okay, let's discuss what that could mean. Let's stipulate 4 losses. Okay.
Okay.
Stipulate 4 losses. Obviously, this depends on what the rest of the universe does. But what does that mean for a seed?
I'm looking up.
What was Houston last year?
That's what I'm doing right now. I'm looking up at what their record was. Their record last year was 33-4. Now that's including the NCAA tournament where they lost. So really, they lost.
So they lost
3 games.
That's it. 3 games. They did not win the conference tournament, however, did they?
Yes, they did. I believe they did. Bad radio.
Bad radio?
Yeah.
Well, this is bad memory.
Houston lost to Temple on January the 9th. They lost to UCF on March the 2nd, and then they lost to Cincinnati
in the
championship.
Correct.
Exactly. I was right. Do not doubt the great Jeff Calkins when I said they did not win the conference tournament. So those are the 3 they lost, including the most they didn't win the championship game.
So,
and they were a?
A 3 seed?
Were they a 3? Were they a 4?
They were definitely Kentucky was a 2 last year. They lost to Kentucky.
They were a 3.
So they were a 3 seed.
They were a 3 seed.
With only 3 losses.
They defeated Georgia State.
But they didn't have the number 1 recruiting class.
Then they beat Ohio State, and then they lost to Kentucky by 4.
My point is, though, it doesn't really matter. That's not a fair comparison, I don't think, because they don't have the number 1 recruiting class. Like, it doesn't matter. If you look at the talent on both teams,
there's not a lot of marquee wins, though, on the Memphis schedule beyond, I mean, depending on, that's the problem.
But I would take 3-loss Memphis over 3-loss 2018-19 Houston.
I think you're looking at the same thing. I think you're looking at a 3 or 4 seed if you lose 3 or 4 games. I think you're not looking at a 1 or 2 seed.
I think the only way that they get a 1 seed is if they lose maybe one game.
Exactly right. And so I think if they lose 3 or 4 games, which is fine. I got no problems with a 3 or 4 seed, do you?
No, I think that's a good spot to be.
That's a good spot to be. So
that gives you a legitimate chance.
Can you imagine? And Gary Toparish has talked about this, because one of the narratives when it comes to recruiting is, okay, now you got these players, you can't not deliver, right? Because if you don't deliver, then it's going to hurt recruiting. And that was Dan Wolkin's instant reaction, which seemed bizarre to me when they landed all these players. Yeah, now they got to win. Well, that beats
the hell. What do you want? You don't want to get the players?
Right. Yeah. Okay. But Gary's point is there's no way they can't win. This is not – they're not taking this roster into the ACC or into the Big Ten or where you actually – if things go wrong, you could lose a bunch of games. They can't lose that many games. What a disaster season. What, 7, 8 losses? Is that what a disastrous? I mean,
at worst,
that would be just like if the bottom falls out, they're still. I mean, it's almost impossible to imagine them missing the tournament, isn't it?
No, that's impossible. With this schedule, there's
no way.
What I'm saying. They're going to win so many games that it's just they're going to make the tournament. Whether they're a 6 seed or a 3 seed or a 2 or a 1, I think is the question.
Right. Or could be a really disappointing 12 or something like that if the bottom falls out, right? But they're not going to be they're going to make the tournament.
Teams with the number 1 recruiting class make the tournament. Right. I mean, there's one scenario I think where Kentucky had
Nerlens Noel
tore his ACL or whatever and they missed the tournament.
I'm not typically a schedule guy, you know, like Chris Harrington when it comes into the Grizzlies, he dives into the schedule immediately. You're going to play all these. We knew who they were going to play, and we knew who the Tigers were going to play. I do think this year it has been such an anticipated year to actually see when the when everything is going to happen, I think people are really into the schedule because it's sort of we're plotting out the next 5 months of presumable joy, right? I mean, isn't that what's
and making plans already.
Yes,
to
you're
start.
Making plans
like,
already.
I think just in general, the schedule is fan friendly because of all those Saturday games and because it's all on TV. I mean, that's great.
While I have you here, again, people can read the breakdown of the schedule over at the Daily Memphian. While I have you here, what's going on with recruiting? What are the headlines right now?
Well, there's headlines all over the place, depending on what you want to look at. The coaches have been all over the country for the last couple weeks. Practice starts next week. Doesn't mean that they're going to slow down, but typically that's what happens. They've just been traveling all over the place trying to find a big man. They got several different options there. Still have Isaiah Todd, Dawson Garcia, Jethro Muscadine. They got Cliff Omarui. They got several options that they're looking at. What I've been hearing recently surrounding Memphis basketball is that they're casting a wide net. I sort of addressed this in the recruiting story I wrote yesterday. I don't necessarily know if that's like technically, yes, they are. Like, they're going after a wide variety of kids. There's still a lot of names on the board, a lot of different directions they could go. But the sense that I get from talking to people isn't necessarily that this is just like a wide net, like, let's be careful, let's just make sure we get somebody and have a backup plan. I don't think that's necessarily the case. I think this is more about making sure that they find the right guys, because you don't have DJ Jeffries and James Wiseman and Malcolm Dandridge in your pocket right now. You've got to figure out who those guys are that fit the program are.
Who do they have in their pocket?
Do you feel like
Jalen Green is in their pocket?
I feel like Jalen Green is they stand really well.
Do you think Moussa Cisse is in their pocket?
Yes. Yeah, I think there's too many connections there.
You think those two are
there.
Well, and right there, that's a top 10 recruiting
class.
He's
2021.
Right, he's 2021. Right, exactly.
So, like, I think they're going to have a great shot at Kennedy. I think they have a really great shot at Chris Moore. But in general, this is going to take more time. And it's
Kennedy,
gonna take,
Chris Moore, Jalen Green, that's a...
Kennedy's 2021, too.
2021, too.
So he's a little bit different. I think I can totally see them ending up with a class that looks something like Jalen Green, one of the bigs, and then Chris Moore. Like, I think that that's possible, but I think that they're going to have more scholarships open up than that, and I think that they're expecting more scholarships to open up than that.
Because you think some people will bail?
I mean, just look at it right now. So you're definitely going to have three open because you're losing Isaiah Maurice,
right.
You're going to lose Precious, and you're going to lose James.
Right.
Almost all of the other freshmen or other players, like Lance Thomas or whoever, if they have even a shot at maybe getting invited to the combine, are going to test the waters this year and go and see what sort of response that they can get and figure out if they have a chance.
It's hard to imagine many others, except for maybe Damian Bob blows up, right? I suppose you could see Lester Kanonis, a world in which that happened. You could see a world in which Boogie. Yeah.
Exactly, and DJ.
You could see a world in which DJ.
To think that all of them are going to come back probably isn't, like, I think that there's a good chance that at least one of those other guys looks really good this year and ends up going in the NBA draft. So that gives you four. Plus, you have the current climate of college basketball where people transfer.
They're not happy, so that's gives you five.
And so that gives you five. I don't think that's out of the picture. I think five, that's honestly, if I had to guess how many scholarships are going to open up, I think that they're going to have five.
We're going to have Jason Smith in here in a minute. Can you hang around or do you have to go?
I can hang around.
Okay. I do want to tell you, Robert Irwin Jewelers, the sale started yesterday. It goes on today and tomorrow, and that is it. And it is once a year. Once a year, half off everything in their showcases. I don't know if you're good at math, but half off is 50% off. For example, one diamond fairy tale engagement ring, 1 carat diamond fairy tale engagement ring, normally $16.59, now $8.29. One and a quarter carat halo engagement ring. Normally $47.29, now $23.59. You want diamond stud earrings? Normally $18.89, now $944. This is the time. Half off. Half off. Everything in the showcases over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. They have four convenient locations. Get in there now while there's all still the best stuff. It's tomorrow, today and tomorrow, and then that is it for the year. This is the best time to get into Robert Irwin Jewelers. Do not miss it. When we return, Jason Smith's going to join this conversation. We'll continue with Drew and Jason when we return. It's Jeff Cockatoo, 92.9 FM ESPN.
The internet. You need it. Almost every minute of the day. Because, hey, you've got shows to stream, emails to reply all to, and LOLs to, LOL. That's why you need Xfinity. You can get the fastest, most reliable internet with gig speeds available. So you can get online and get down to business faster. And Xfinity delivers enhanced network security so all your connected devices are protected. Get instant alerts when strangers are trying to hop on your network, set curfews with parental controls, and pause your Wi-Fi at dinner time. That's life with Xfinity, the best internet provider in America, according to speedtest.net. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, add xFi Advantage for enhanced network security, safer browsing, and more. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires equal bill and autopay. Ends 9/24/19. Restrictions apply. New performance starter 25 megabits per second internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Your eyes and your smile, the two things people notice first. Delta Dental of Tennessee wants to help you keep both healthy. Now you can get Delta Dental plus Delta Vision in partnership with VSP. Did you know 3 in 4 adults need vision correction and 1 in 4 kids? Like dental checkups, routine eye exams can even detect serious health conditions like diabetes. With low out-of-pocket costs and 99% customer satisfaction, isn't it time you looked at Delta Dental with Delta Vision? Talk to your employer or visit coveryourmouth.com today to learn more.
Did you know there's probably 100 square feet of unused storage space hiding in your closet? You know, along with those missing sweaters and shoes? That's like finding a hidden room you never knew you had. Want to put it to use? Then head over to the Container Store, now open at Exeter Road and Poplar Avenue. As the only store devoted to storage and organization, we can show you the secrets to maximize any size space from your bathroom to your master closet. Come visit our new location in Germantown. The Container Store, where space comes from.
Here it comes again, lunch. Will it be the same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Spencer here with ATC Fitness. We have exciting news. All premium members of ATC Fitness now have access to our newly added hydro massage lounges. That's right, for only $25 a month, you'll have access to 18 state-of-the-art facilities, access to tanning, and now access to the best massage unit on the market. Come in today and relax with a free demo. You deserve it. Don't forget, you can also sign up online, atcfitness.com. ATC Fitness, exercise your right to look good.
Here's Howie Long for Skechers Wide Fit Footwear.
I'm 6'5", and I can tell you there are certain challenges in life that only big guys understand. Regular clothes don't fit. Heck, regular cars don't fit. But when it comes to shoes, Skechers gets it. That's why I wear Skechers Wide Fit. They've got extra room throughout, giving you room to breathe. And they've got Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort that lasts all day long.
Find Skechers Wide Fit at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold. Skechers, comfort included.
Capital One presents a 30-second audio tour of Ireland. Sheep, fairies, golf, charming castle.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You know you can actually go there when you use the Capital One Venture Card. You earn unlimited double miles on every dollar you spend on every purchase, which means you'll have plenty of miles to actually travel to Ireland. The Capital One Venture Card. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
It's home buying season, and Orion has the home mortgage you're looking for. Visit OrionFCU.com and start your home buying process today. Orion is an equal housing lender.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
You better get ready for a brand new day. Hey, Chicago, what do you say?
Portable Blinds in Memphis. You want blinds, shades, or shutters? That is the place to go. My man Chip Wiggins, give him a call. 753-5822, 753-5822. Started the company, but he still does all the initial consultations himself. And he's a great dude. They've got a mobile showroom. He'll come. He'll show you everything they got, show you all the options, measure things for you. You don't got to be up there with your tape measure trying to figure this out, going over some big box store trying to do this yourself. No, get Affordable Blinds in Memphis to do it. They do restaurants all over town. They do stores all over town. They do houses all over town. There is not anyone I have sent to Affordable Blinds of Memphis who is not absolutely thrilled. They've got the best quality, the best prices, and the quickest service. What more can you want? The phone number, once again, 753-5822. It's affordableblindsofmemphis.com. Or just pop over if you don't want to be even at committal. You just want to put your toe in. Go over, look at the Facebook page. They're Affordable Blinds and Shutters Facebook page. See what they are all about. Joined now by Jason Smith. Given that this is a civic celebration.
Oh, you already heard me with the Go Cubs Go.
What are you talking about? It's your walkout song.
Was that intended as a...
You could have changed it today. You know that.
Was that intended as a dig?
Do you really want me to remind you of your Bears?
It is today. Huh?
Do you really want me to remind you of your Bears?
Bears are coming off a win.
Yeah, and we're going to get another one against Washington. The Cubs right now, that was torturous last night. Calkins, I don't know how much attention you're paying, but there's a hell of a race going on.
I know there's a hell of a race.
And they just kind of put a big foot on it last night when they come back and get that in the 10th inning.
We also told a story by having a 4-1 lead.
4-1 lead blew it.
Completely. But it was just a little storytelling, Jeff.
Exactly.
Anyway, nobody cares about baseball.
Added a little extra drama.
Yeah.
There you go.
Gotta get used to my Cubs not being a playoff team.
It did feel, I don't know about you, for you, but last night I got home at like 5:30.
What were you watching last night? How did you negotiate?
I switched it up. I was bouncing between Tulane, Houston.
Well, That was a wild game.
Then I'm watching Mariota. Somehow he threw for 300, but I still say he blew the damn game.
That was the saddest.
You got to score points.
That was the saddest 300 yards I've ever seen in my life.
Cam threw for 300 last week too.
Thank you.
Sad.
300 doesn't always tell the tale, does it?
300 does not tell the tale.
And then there was something else on we were watching last night between
Tulane, Houston.
And then, of course, my beloved Cubs who were just blowing it. I thought it was over before we scored the three runs in the ninth. I should have known you guys were going to make it dramatic. We still lose because Carpenter is a Cubs killer. Anyway, that's enough
before
of the baseball
talk. Before we get to the schedule, which is what I really want to focus on.
Carpenter!
I do want to revisit and formally, with you now here, retract my apology for the Titans. I apologize you for the Titans for And now I want to retract the apology.
You just wave in the wind, Calkins.
I do.
There's
not going to be nobody that takes this division over. And so 3 weeks from now, when the Titans are right there, you're going to be saying, oh, man.
They're going to get Taylor Lewan back.
What I didn't tell
He's going to firm up that offensive line that allowed 9 sacks. Sacked again.
That this Titans team is going to go to the playoffs and kill everybody. What I told you is they're going to stay in, you know, they can win this division title because this division is nasty and wide open.
I think you told me they were going to be 2-1 after 3 games, though.
Well, I think most of us thought they would go down there and take care of little Gardner Minshew.
Don't call him Little Gardner Minshew anymore.
Well, his daddy ain't little. Did you see him? That's a pack of bodybuilders.
His mustache
there, man.
Isn't little.
No, mustache is strong as well.
Brandon Mississippi looking crew.
Man, I really see a bigger, stronger Jeffrey Wright when I watch him play.
Same.
That's what I see.
I mean,
out
both
there.
Have super kind of pinpoint
similar,
accuracy.
Similar hair.
No
if
question.
If you put the headband on Jay Wright, that's him out there.
Now, you can't wear that headband in the NBA now. That's the ninja style.
Does this speak well of Mike Leach, by the way?
Oh, yeah. Mike Leach, I think, has 3 kids starting this weekend.
Gardner's about
to. Including Luke Falk.
Gardner's about to make 3 kids because he's going back up to Washington State this weekend.
And
Luke Garner, and then
anybody catch that?
Yeah, What did you just say?
We're sharp on a Friday this morning.
I did see some comments about his sex appeal.
I mean, come on, it takes you right back to the 70s and early 80s, doesn't it?
Right, does.
Turns
right.
The ladies on. He's got his own kind of swag. You know what cool is? Janet Jackson once told me.
What?
It's not caring what anybody else thinks. It's doing your own thing. Sort of like Supreme Bay. You know what I'm saying? Right. When he walks in, he's the epitome because he doesn't care. Cool is not caring or worrying about, hey, does that guy think I'm cool? Does that girl think I'm cool? Uh-uh. Cool is when you don't have to worry about that. Bam.
Cool is when.
And that's Gardner Minshew.
Wait, and let me back this. Janet Jackson told you this?
Yeah, she told me that. We had a long talk on the phone. No, it was actually just her talking about coolness. And, of course, I acted like it was, you know, I took it to
like
heart.
Yeah, she was
anything
talking
Janet said about men, I took to heart. And
is
so,
that
yeah.
true? That was your tutor about what cool about?
Oh, come on. Janet Jackson, growing up, that was the one. That was the one for me. So and anything out of her lips about relationships about or men, I was listening, buddy. I was.
Right.
But tell me that ain't the truth. It is.
So that's why are Jay we blaming the nine sacks on the offensive line or on?
Well, somebody's got to stop Calais Campbell. My gosh, can you double or triple team him? That's number one. I mean, how many of those nine did he have?
Three.
It felt like more.
He had three, but he was
in there. He was an absolute stud. No, the offensive line has not been good. We saw that in the preseason. Like, we knew that there were problems there. Part of that is not having Taylor Lewan. You hoped to survive.
But it felt like a lot of the pressure came in the middle, I'll be honest. It wasn't just
No, they said that last night that the left side wasn't exactly
the one. It wasn't the real problem.
It's been more the, you know, right side. Who is that going to get fixed? Who knows?
No.
It'll be better with Taylor Lewan.
No, but let's go to
Every team in the AFC
Jeffrey,
South has problems.
Jeffrey, if Mariota has protection, will he be good?
Well, here's the bigger problem last night. He was blitzed 18 times. And when they're blitzing you that much, that basically says we have no respect for you.
He's not getting the ball out
exactly.
of there. Same old story.
I mean,
same old story.
You can't beat us.
The book's
we'll
out.
We'll send people. You can't find you can't process fast enough and get the ball out fast enough.
That is why ultimately they need to go to Tannehill and try this thing. Because again, Tannehill, he's dink and dunk, but he can get that thing out. He can recognize, okay, they're going to blitz me all game. Let me make the adjustment. He can do that. You need to make the switch soon, though. Because, again, you're in a division that's wide open. You don't want to fall too far back.
All right, now, onward to the Memphis basketball schedule. That's why I have you both here. Drew.
What did y'all come to on L's?
Drew, what did you come to on L's?
How many losses?
I said three.
I mean, I don't think he's far off. It's hard to find more than three. Young team.
It's about trying to be realistic, looking at the schedule and going, I don't think that they're going to lose any of
these games. Let's take the the high-profile non-conference games, which are NC State, Tennessee, Ole Miss,
Georgia,
North Carolina State, Oregon, right? Tennessee. There's Tennessee. There's Ole Miss.
I'm with Drew. They're winning that game.
There's Georgia.
Too much pride on the line.
There's NC State.
Too much of a talent difference.
Who am I missing?
Oregon.
Oregon.
That's it.
Tennessee, Ole Miss, Georgia, NC State, Oregon. Right?
Yeah, you're really putting Ole Miss on there.
I am.
You know what that is. That's a W.
Okay, that's fine. How many L's in there? Tennessee, Ole Miss, Georgia, NC State, Oregon. How many L's in there, Jason? How many L's in there, Drew?
I'm gonna circle one, it's gonna be the Oregon game because it's early, because Oregon may be, you know, they're gonna be one of the most, possibly one of the more talented teams in the country. It's early, it's out west. And again, you know, because Tennessee, they're beaten. They're more talented and they're motivated. Let's be for real. That's one that Penny's going to have circled. He's already got it scheduled. Georgia, I think I'm with Drew. I think that game could be close. I think Anthony Edwards is that good. I think they've got a top 10 recruiting class and it's more than just Anthony Edwards. They're young, but that's going to be a close game. I think Memphis wins it. You know, you had Ole Miss on there. Who's the other one I'm leaving out? NC State.
NC State.
They lose the Oregon game. You got to give them the one they come back and they'll beat NC State
finding one L in that collection.
I guess, but if you maybe pick the games individually I might say win on all of them. The only thing about Oregon is Oregon has
the big kid they just got might not play, right? Infante or whatever his name is.
Infante. Yeah, if he doesn't play, I mean, they're.
Then Memphis got a shot. I mean, look, Memphis got a shot if he does. I mean, they're that. You got two top 10 draft picks.
Okay. So where does it then? How many L's are you finding? How many?
I'm with Drew. I feel like it'll be 3-4. You know,
3-4. Where are the other ones?
Look, I told you guys off air coming in here. I got at Wichita State circled because I've got that much respect for Greg Marshall. I watched him last year take a team of newbies. I mean, it was a completely new team, and you saw them get better over the course of the year to the point that at the end of the year, What they do? They were rattling off wins.
Didn't they go to the NIT final or something too?
I think so. And again, that's kind of one of the characteristics about his team, right? They get better as the year goes on, to where they're playing the best basketball at the end, and then typically they build off that going into the next year.
And Drew and I can both vouch that place is nuts.
It's awesome. If I were to go on any road trip, if I were
best.
A Memphis fan and I wanted to go to a game,
cool,
that's where I would go.
Penny showed. I thought that staff and that team showed us a lot last year. That was one of their better wins of the season, winning there. That's how good Greg Marshall is. That's how good that team was. It was coming around when they played them up there. I'm going to be hard to beat Greg Marshall. Four times in 2 years, I say he gets one there. So if you're looking at conference losses, I've got that circled as one as a possible, because it's tough to beat Greg Marshall. It's really tough to beat him up there.
Okay. UConn, Cincinnati, do you see anything? Is this where you're finding another loss in the UConn something?
I'm going to say that they beat Cincinnati. They've lost six straight. If I'm not mistaken, they've lost six straight up there at Cincinnati. It's
Cincinnati also a wild place. Now, mind you, they've lost a lot, but
not Wichita
State.
That's
the thing, is that
it's still wild.
And will it be as wild? Will they still be the kind of Mick Cronin team that at that time of year can still have a place wild? We don't know under Brennan. We don't know yet. They got players, though. But here's the thing. Memphis has lost six straight to them. If y'all remember Penny's career, he couldn't beat Cincinnati. Remember the time they beat him four? He can't stand Cincinnati.
Yes.
And so I'm telling you right now, that pregame speech is going to be one of his best. They went up there and stopped this six-game losing streak they got at Cincy. I think they sweep them this year.
Okay, so where's your other L's then? So far you got one at Wichita State, and you got one at either Georgia or Oregon.
Houston just plays so tough.
Maybe Kelvin gets him as my other one, because I've got the same level of respect for him. As long as they've got Kelvin Sampson, they're going to be a legitimate threat in this conference. That's the way I feel. No matter what he does the offseason, he can bring in JUCOs. I've seen it too. He's that kind of coach. And so I tell you that in one of those, and probably the one there.
Do you realize this is nuts? Like, we're sitting around
here.
Is
it, though?
No, it's not nuts.
Like, they just lost three games, right? Houston
last year. But we are sitting here saying they are only – it is hard to only lose three games. Mm. They're freshmen. And what you actually have seen and now, mind you, it's different because – Cal's freshmen have had to play in the SEC, and they play a tougher schedule. But what you've seen historically is these number one recruiting classes, particularly when they're this young, they figure it out by the end of the year, but they struggle along the way. Basically, you guys are stipulating that there's going to be no struggles.
No. Here's me on that. With this team, what'd you say about those other number one recruiting classes? We've actually laid it out. Gary's laid it out. I think others have laid it out.
They all end up in the Sweet 16 or whatever else, but they struggle.
We don't know how much more this one would help, but remember, this one's got more returning than those teams did. Remember that. And so for the Tylers and the Alexes and the Isaiah Maurices, they will have their place in sort of helping. It's not all freshmen is my point, like it was with those other teams. We've seen, 25% back of the scoring or something like that, but more so than those other squads. Here's the other thing. In those non-conference games, you show me the teams that those teams lose to, right, those young teams with all freshmen,
are
all veteran squads like that Tennessee squad last year. You show me in the non-conference where you've got a roster like that.
I agree with everything Jason said. Plus, we're not saying that it's not going to be competitive. Like, there will be games where they come out slow because they're freshmen. It takes them a while to figure it out. We're not saying this is going to be smooth sailing.
They nearly lost to Bahamas 3, in the first. Of course, mind you, they didn't have Wiseman.
Nearly lost. They won by double digits.
So which was the hard game, the tough game?
First and third.
There was the one game where they were down. Were they down at half at that one game?
Yeah, there was a game where it was like 31-30 at half.
Of course,
halftime.
They were without Wiseman and without Precious Achiuwa.
And that was their first ever game together.
Those guys are going to be in the NBA next year. I don't know if you know, Joe. Those two right.
That's what I'm hearing.
They're pretty good.
That's what I'm hearing. The word that I've heard more than any other is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I've heard that. So basically you're saying three losses.
I mean, if Houston could go like that last year and have that kind of season, don't you think Memphis can with this kind of talent? Like Drew said, they're the ones with the number one recruiting class.
It's a totally different kind of team than your Houston
team.
I think this schedule is better than
theirs last year.
It's a better schedule. It's also a less hardened sort of battle-tested team than
I'll give you the Houston game. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
Totally different kinds of teams.
You're going to have a lot of freshmen out there.
This one's wildly gifted, much more gifted than that.
But
Houston
not all.
Team.
And again, when freshmen struggle, in this case, you've got a few.
Which of the veterans are going to be?
Oh, I bet you Alo's in there for a game or two and helps out, whether it's turning it defensively, just getting them in the right mindset. That'll help. There'll be another game where Tyler's shooting helps out. Maybe he leads them in scoring more than that. You know what I'm saying? He'll get on a run.
I think they'll both be a factor.
There'll be a game where Precious and James are probably in foul trouble, right? It's too early in the season to go to try to give Dandridge a go. Maybe you end up redshirting him. Isaiah Maurice, you need his five fouls, and you got to put out there, and he helps you get a win. There's a place for all those. My point is you won't have to go to another freshman when you need an answer. There will be some seasoned guys, more so than these other places that have returned.
What returners, Drew, do you think are going to have an impact? Return guys who played last year.
We both agree.
Lance probably counts as that, right? Lance, as much as
he didn't play last year.
I know.
I'm talking about guys who didn't play last year.
We both agree that we think Tyler is going to play, and we think that he's going to make an impact. We've talked about this. Like, I think Tyler's going to play quite a bit. When you can shoot that well, they need you on the floor. So I think Tyler's definitely one of them. Alo is going to get in the game.
Alo was one of their best players in the Bahamas.
Alo was one of their best players in the Bahamas. Yeah. Exactly.
He's the kind of guy that gets you to right.
People don't want to believe that, but he was one of their best players in the Bahamas.
He is the right. He is the right the ship guy. That is who he is. He is the when things are going bad. Calms him down and figures it out.
And Jeff, the only reason I include Lansom on the return is you know why? Because he practiced and you saw what you saw in the Bahamas. Like, he looked like a guy who'd been doing it a while, and you sort of you expected it from him. And he, I think you'll expect it from him like that, like a returnee. But you're right, he didn't play last year. You don't really count him as that. But he practiced. You know what to expect from him. He'll be valuable.
Is there more excitement for this schedule? Is it true that the Daily Memphian crashed briefly, or did it not crash briefly?
I think it crashed briefly.
Because people are wanting to read this schedule. It's up again, and whatever. Obviously, people like schedules. They like to see.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't recall this level of excitement. There's been real impatience for the schedule to come out lately. I don't recall this level of excitement for a schedule.
That wasn't by Memphis's doing, though.
Yeah,
I'll
AAC,
say this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Why is that? Why did they?
No, I'm just saying, like, the non-conference and – the reason that this whole thing came out late is not Memphis's fault.
Why? Whose fault is it? Is it a fault or
it's
is it
a combination of a bunch of different things. First of all, it's partly the Barclay Center Classic's fault because they took forever to get their teams together. And then the league just announced this today. It didn't make any sense for Memphis to put anything out before today. And so, I mean, it was a combination of things, but it wasn't really Memphis's fault.
I didn't realize the Barclay thing was so screwed up. What the heck took them so long?
I don't know, but they didn't even have the side teams until like a few weeks ago.
Good grief! Should be a good season, Jeff. You're gonna love it.
I think it should be. You're
gonna be writing about this
in
your next 20.
What I really think is going to be interesting is, well, even starting with Memphis Madness, it is so much of the focus. And I heard you guys talking about this yesterday. The focus won't be on the entertainment. The focus, I don't think even. The purpose is on the recruits who are incoming, but the focus will be on the players. This is like the Derrick Rose Memphis Madness. It is the great unveiling. The purpose of it is the next class, but the focus of it is going to be James Wiseman and Precious Achiuwa and people's first chance to see that, isn't that?
I think so. And look, we almost take it for granted, I think, because we'll see it that night. You seen that picture? What is it? It's James at the ESPYs, or at least like it. You seen that, Drew? That picture he put out lately, or he's on in some kind of walkway or something. And it looks like James at the ESPYs. I don't know if it's.
I think it is the ESPYs.
I don't know if it looks like the ESPYs. James Wiseman, right? The world is about to know his name. You know what I mean? Like, it's been this little, it started as this little secret in town. James Wiseman's going to be playing for Penny's Summer League team. Look out, he's over at MUS, right? And that's how it started. He comes over from Nashville. And then Giannotto's over at the airport. Like, he's coming in, and me and John Martin over at MUS watching him.
He nearly ruined everything.
But it was this little.
How dare he talk to him?
James Wiseman was this little secret at first. Like, here, this seven-footer's coming over. And it starts to grow, right? And then all of a sudden, Penny's coaching him at the high school. And then all of a sudden, is Penny going to get the job? He could maybe bring over James Wiseman. And then all of a sudden, the rest of the country's hearing about it. And now all of a sudden, like, this guy is going to be getting selected number one in the NBA draft here in a little bit. Probably anything lower than three is crazy. I mean, he's 7 foot tall. He now plays defense, and he could score from everywhere on the floor. And the world's going to know his name, and everybody's going to be looking at him like, it's the world.
Not the country.
You see what I'm saying?
The world.
Right.
When we were in the Bahamas, Jeff, And we went to the little camp. We went to the camp with the little kids. All the little kids know is Steph Curry and LeBron James. And I was telling them, I was like, "You see that tall guy right there?
This star is going to have come out of here. Yep. And look, he's got the charisma of a Jared Jackson. Like you interview him, it's awesome. Like you want to talk more to him.
How about the videos like he's putting out all the time? Like he puts out. Let me ask you this.
Does any of the
social media, this is going to sound like an old man because it doesn't bother me. I'm just asking to be devil's advocate. Does it bother you how much fun he has on social media and how much he sort of enjoys?
No.
His mom told us that she wants him. She loves him being a kid. That's why, not to rush it, right? That's why I go to college.
Yeah.
Right? She had one and she lost at an early age.
Just because you have fun off the court, and we've seen this with Jaren Jackson, doesn't mean that you're not serious on the court.
Right.
Now, mind you, if you have fun off the court and you're not serious on the court, that can be a problem. There's no evidence that that's true.
Did LeBissier get to have as much fun as he needed to? Look how his pro career is gone. Right? Did he get to be?
I never had a sense of the kid.
He didn't get to play his senior year. That's what I'm talking about, right? You didn't get to play your senior year. That's where it's all supposed to be fun because it's going to be a business for you in a very short time. You're expected to get to the NBA and start killing people, right? And then be a business and be a man and be grown up and make grown up decisions. Where's the part where you get to be? And for Skull, I tell you, man, he missed out. And that's what I'm telling you. You know, James has looked and seemed to have enjoyed all this. I have no problem with everything he does on social media. He loves the long socks and the cartoon characters. It's all fun. He's being a kid before he's going to have to be a man here very shortly, a man that's worth millions of bucks just walking around.
Nobody has more fun on social media than Ja Morant, and we don't say anything about him.
Right. Yeah. No, Ja Morant seems to have some fun on social media.
He's great on social media.
And he's recruiting for the Memphis Tigers.
For the Memphis Tigers.
Why is he recruiting for the Memphis Tigers? Is he just being a good Memphian?
Yeah. Shout out to Ja Morant.
Shout out to Ja Morant.
Absolutely.
God, I hope he's good.
He gets it.
I do hope he's good. I mean, if you know, you want
he's
him.
So fun. It'd just be he's well, fun he, in general.
He's fun in the way that he interacts with people, but at his best, he's fun to watch play.
Both.
And you just hope he's good, like because that's going to be a blast for the next 10 years. I mean, this sets up to be. A
special time in Memphis
two
basketball.
Years ago, you wouldn't have imagined this. The Memphis Tigers were in a miserable death spiral, and the Memphis Grizzlies were coming to the end of their thing, and it looked just like grimness coming up. And they've both rebooted incredibly efficiently, quickly, and effectively in a way that I don't know that we thought they could have. The schedule, you can read about it at the Daily Memphian. That story is up. Thank you, Jason.
Appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Drew. Triumph Bank. Triumph Bank is my bank. It is a bank that is invested in the community and invested in making banking easy for you. That's the slogan. It also happens to be the truth. They are invested in the community, whether it's working with the kids from the Carpenter Art Garden or whether it's working with the kids from Inner City Rugby or whether it's working for the kids with Girls Inc., helping people understand what is needed to build an actual financial future. That is a responsibility that a lot of banks honestly don't take on. They don't consider it part of their responsibility. They're just banks after all. Triumph Bank is a part of the community. They're invested in the community, and they're invested in making banking easy for you. I can't tell you how the difference in banking since I have switched to Triumph Bank. It's just incredibly helpful and supportive, It is exactly what it says. It's the easiest banking, the most pleasant banking. I've got cell number if there's ever an issue that comes up. They're invested in the community and in making banking easy for you. When we come back, Chris Harrington's going to join us. Jeffrey Wright is going to make you rich later on in the show. He was back on the winning streak last week. He'll do that again with his college football picks. Jeff Cockett Show, back in a moment, 92.9 FM ESPN.
The Gary Parrish Show.
Man, I ain't got much to say about that other than, man, I don't know why people argue with you. You're normally right, all right? So
thank you.
I don't know why they want to – they just need to just say okay and roll on with it.
Yeah, it's first off, I appreciate you saying that. And, yeah, like, it's one thing, like, if we're arguing about – what's better, the Popeye's chicken sandwich or the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich?
The Gary Parrish Show, weekdays from 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Memphis store. If you're average and you're looking for a new pair of running or walking shoes, I suggest you go to an average shoe store, where they'll sell you a pair of average shoes built for the average athlete with average size feet. But here's the thing. You're not average. No one is. We all exercise differently, we run differently, and walk differently. And our feet come in all sorts of widths and lengths. That's why, at the New Balance Memphis store, we employ fit specialists who will conduct an in-depth analysis of your foot's size and shape, along with your gait, and then determine the best New Balance shoes custom fit to you. Because New Balance isn't your average shoe, and you're not average either. Experience the difference an unaverage custom fit makes today at the New Balance Memphis store, located in Cordova Shopping Center on Germantown Parkway behind the Outback Steakhouse. New Balance Memphis, your feet will thank you.
I'm going to help you today. I'm going to do that by telling you it's not too early to book parties for the holidays at Bounty on Broad. Don't put it off until the last minute when you'll be scrounging around just to find a place. Bounty is a beautiful space with incredible food and can accommodate parties from 10 to 200 people. And here's the other thing you should know about Bounty. One reason the food is so delicious is that it's locally sourced. Bounty gets cheeses from Bonnie Blue Farms, beef from Home Place Pastures.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Thank you.